This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is the finale of Troll Week.
There's a monster in my podcast.
It is the end of Troll Week. We got a lot of trolls to get through. Some of which are good, some of which are bad.
Yeah.
It is time for the boys' hole. starting off with desert trolls.
Yeah.
Which are just, you know, they're dry boys. The best thing about this, though, I love a decanter of endless water aimed directly at a desert troll causes 25 points of damage per round. Like, what a terrible like thing to befall this poor desert troll. Like, I kind of feel bad that he happened to pick a fight with the adventurers who had this decanter of endless water with them. Like, yeah. What rotten luck.
Also, what a specific tactic to bring in.
Like, and just the visual, like, you know, fire arrows. There's also the weird conversion part of this where they talk about how water hurts him, where it's 1d4 points per vial, 2d4 per flask, and 4d4 per skin. Like, there's just like these units of water in D&D that I'm not used to really articulating the differences between.
Or caring about, because unless it's, you know, you're in Dark Sun or whatever, you're not going to be rolling around worrying about how much water you have.
Exactly.
Is Dark Sun the one where you worry about water? It's like the survival thing? Okay.
Yeah.
Whew! Boy, I almost look like a jackass there.
I would have beat you up real good.
I would have beat you up.
But those are the cool things about desert trolls, I think.
Yeah. I like that they so detest fresh water that they spend their days polluting it.
Yeah, same.
Yep.
I like that as well. And I do that as well. spectral trolls are pretty cool. Who take material form only in darkness and are tormented by the memory of life. you know, so it wouldn't be cool if it wasn't a troll.
Right.
But this ghost, you know, I wouldn't think of mashing this like peanut butter and this chocolate up together, you know?
No, they resemble normal trolls in all respects. Yeah.
Yeah. except their jet black skin.
Well, but also you know, it's contagious. If a humanoid is killed by a spectral troll or by a troll wraith, it has to undergo a particular ritual by a priest or else it will raise as a spectral wraith itself or a spectral troll itself.
Not as just a specter.
No.
Which is a human thing, you turn into a troll as well.
Yeah.
It's like your bones stretch and crack and all this jazz. Like, I'm pretty into these guys. Love these guys.
Yeah.
And they do not take damage from sunlight. They just fade from view and reappear at the same spot at nightfall.
Yeah.
That's great. Like, that's a very cool hook. Like, you know, somebody's running from one of these things, you know, they do something as daybreak comes, they think it disappears, then it like wrecks the village at night.
Yeah. Or they talk about like any of them that are trapped or in temporal stasis, like you cannot move one of these in daylight or else it'll, you know, just vanish.
Yeah. But not die.
Right.
I like that quite a bit.
Way, way good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very cool.
Not so good. The giant trolls. Not into this.
Yeah. Even despite their pot-bellied appearance, I'm not into them.
Yeah.
I think pot-bellied is the cutest way to call something fat. And because of pot-bellied pigs, which are like extremely cute.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, but these are just giants. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're giants, like to the point where they just have like giant heads.
Yeah.
Yeah. The heads of giants. I mean, I assume the heads are pretty big too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's really all there is to it. They're just giants. Like, I don't like them.
I forget. Hill giants, do they have the gimmick where if they don't have a weapon, they will pick up the nearest person and use it as a club? Because that's kind of cool.
No, but I think that's unique to these guys.
Okay.
Which that is cool that they use people as weapons.
Yes.
They treat women like objects, man. Or objects like women.
There we go.
There, thank you. I was referencing the original phrase, not the bastardization from the
from your
the Coen Bros movie.
El Lebowski Mejor. Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
In the original Spanish. I bet you didn't know that.
I missed the con this year. But other than like them like beating you with your paladin, like they're not particularly good.
With your best, I think. Yeah. Ice trolls are pretty cool.
Yeah, ice trolls are not so bad at all.
Yeah.
There's a lot of words for them for not having that much to them, though.
No, they're like
so weird. It's like the longest entry here, but
yeah, like the, like their entire thing is that they're just really brittle. They're weak. They've got really bad. They've got really bad regeneration, so they have to be a little bit smarter, a little bit wilier, and they work together in a way that the other trolls don't.
Yeah, they're smart.
Yeah,
you know, the smart ones, and they only regenerate when they're in water. So they like hang out in the shallows and fight you, and then you walk 4 feet away and they're like, well, you know,
you beat me. Throws his hat down. stomps on it.
Shake on it, boy. Yeah.
I also like that they keep a zoo around. They keep human livestock.
Keep them fed with grain and vegetables.
Yeah.
So they never go along without food. I like that.
Monsters.
Yeah. And then finally the spirit troll, which we already talked a little bit with the spectral troll. Like, they're very similar.
Yes. Yeah. It's invisible, but I love this. If you can see invisible objects, it appears similar to a troll, slightly shorter with diffused features.
Mm.
I like that a lot. It's like those Scanner Darkly skin suit kind of things.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of out of focus and stuff. Pretty neat. And their whole thing is that they regenerate, like they drain health.
Yes.
From you. Yeah. And like, they're very deadly because they also drain strength at the same rate. And if your strength goes to zero, you die.
Right.
So they, you know, even the mightiest fighter has 18 hit points.
Right.
To one of these things.
Yeah. I mean, these things just prowl around. They're like invisible stalker kind of things. In fact, they're considered to be crossbreeds between trolls and invisible stalkers. So they do get around.
Yeah. Yeah. Like an invisible stalker and a troll. Like, how do you fuck an invisible stalker? That's like a unintelligent, malevolent agent from the, you know, elemental plane of air. That's a very strange thing to get your dick wet with.
These trolls fuck.
Yeah. Trolls do fuck. That's like the takeaway from this. It's like, out of all the monsters we've done, like, these ones do fuck.
And what's crazy is, like, this is the least gross version of this monster fucks.
Yeah, that's true.
The most repugnant thing in the entire book. And guess what? Them fucking just makes different versions of them, and there's no like weird power dynamic at play.
It's very similar to like you know, one of the things, like, for all of the problems with how like Lovecraft deals with you know, what sex and stuff, it is always, and like how sometimes there will be like elements of stories where, like, you know, sex assault happens,
right?
It's always for the purpose of the story to have a like some kind of you know, crossbreed thing, right? Or to propagate a species.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, also goes down to like weird, evil, uncomfortable racism stuff. Yeah.
Well, sure. Yeah. You know, but it is like, yes. You know, that, so for, without that though, it's not just like they're just evil. They don't just do it for evil. They do it. He does it in the story. So there will be
more,
you know, half human, half deep ones.
Yes.
You know, or whatever. So he's essentially creating, you know, the two headed troll or whatever.
Yeah.
Like that's the same kind of idea. No.
Yeah, we don't see mommy anymore.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. So good, you know, good on you, Troll Week. We'll miss you. Yeah. We love you. You know, good week, good trolls.
The good trolls, Gary.
Good, they're good trolls. They're they're box trolls. And it is time to go.
Yep. That's not how we sign off this show.
It's not time to go.
No.
That's our famous catchphrase. Monster of My Podcast, it's time to go.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.